what they are attempting to do, I tip my hat to. They are looking to honor, you know, his legacy. And I tip their hat. I tip my hat for that, bro. I give them credit for that. I don't have a problem with that. But Chris, this is a slippery slope if it's not good.
What's going on, everybody? This is Dr. Chris Featherstone here for yet another episode of Writing With Russo. I'm here with the namesake himself, former WCW World Heavyweight Champion, former WWE head writer, former TNA head writer, former WCW head writer. Man, look, this guy knows how to write, so that's why he's writing with Russo. Vince Russo, how are you, my man?
What is going on, Dr. Doctor? Give me the news. What's happening, my friend?
Man, we are going to talk about interesting Easter eggs, little snippets, little breadcrumbs that's going on right now with a lot of these graphics going on with the weekly episodic television with some QR codes and some flash graphics. And so I think many people know, I think it's very clear that Uncle Howdy would be returning, but and we see all the graphics and the breadcrumbs, but we don't know how. We don't know when. We don't know the situation. We don't know if Alexa Bliss is going to be a part of it. So we're all going to wrap that in today and talk about events. So with that being said, Eric Rowan was also re-signed with the company too, former Wyatt family member. Braun Strowman is still here, of course. So with all that being said, Vince, I know that you're really big on Bray Wyatt. You were really big on Bray Wyatt. I've asked you before, if there's one person that you wish that you would have written for, Bray Wyatt's the answer. John Cena is also the answer, was a second, but Bray Wyatt was first. So with that being said, Vince, what do you say? What are your thoughts about this Wyatt's Uncle Howdy faction that seems to be coming to us soon?
This is very, 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 very dangerous. Because what they are attempting to do, I tip my hat to. They are looking to honor, you know, his legacy. And I tip their hat. I tip my hat for that, bro. I give them credit for that. I don't have a problem with that. But Chris, this is a slippery slope if it's not good. Because if it's not good, they will tarnish his legacy. And bro, I'm just going on track record alone. I don't have confidence, bro, in WWE creative. I don't. I've watched this show, Chris, now every single week for well over 10 years. And this is a very, very slippery slope, bro. I respect what they're attempting to do. But man, if they don't pull this off and this becomes another Raw Underground, or man, it's gonna be terrible, and it's gonna really, really, really leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth. This is really rolling the dice and taking the chance.
Yeah. So I agree with you there, because here's my con first and my pro with this. The con is, outside of Braun Strowman, none of those potential names, which would be Uncle Howdy / Bo Dallas and Eric Rowan, none of them were ever booked as main event talent. So it'll be hard to infuse that their main event talent, or that Uncle Howdy can win the world championship or so, or something like that. That's my biggest issue. Like, how are you going to book them? Are you going to book them to be just like every other faction and has a little peak and then dies down because of the just a lousy weekly creative? But the pro of it is this: at least initially, I think that they can come in strong. And this is how I think they can come in strong. Right now, you have the Final Testament, Karrion Kross and now Authors of Pain, and Scarlett Bordeaux, that has gotten to be a part of the actual, you know, Raw brand. So with that being said, what you could do is you could have Uncle Howdy, Braun Strowman, and Eric Rowan, and Alexa Bliss as a unit to go against the Final Testament just for starters. So I think that would be a good way to bring them in with all the with the Final Testament probably crushing someone like an Alpha Academy or something like that. And then all of a sudden you have just some type of theatrics going on. Lights go off. Strowman, Rowan, Uncle Howdy, Alexa Bliss take out Final Testament. I think that would be cool. That leads to a match. They the Uncle Howdy and friends go over. But then after that, where do you go from there, man?
I'm going to push back on that a little bit.
All right, let's do it.
I would take Alexa Bliss out of that equation.
Really?
I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you who I'm replacing her with.
Okay.
I think that was a force from the get-go. I think it was a force from the get-go, bro. I think they were trying to find her something to do. Mm. Bro, if you remember the very, very last thing they did with Bray and Alexa Bliss, it was terrible.
Oh, it was trash.
It was terrible.
Trash. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that is a force. I really do believe that's a force. Here's who I think it needs to be. And I think it can only be one person, bro. And I think it's Bo Dallas. And I think Bo is channeling Bray. And, you know, more and more and more, Bo becomes Bray. See, bro, because you can buy that. You know why, bro? Because if I'm a viewer at home, I'm not going to get offended because this is his brother.
Yeah.
This is his blood. It's not like we're trying to put a new wrestler in that. If he's channeling Bray and he just starts becoming like almost the spirit of Bray, you know, bro, because he's got the look, you know. I mean, the last I saw him anyway with the long hair and all that.
He doesn't have the physique like Bray, though.
Yeah, I know, bro, but he's got the physique behind him. If you put those players back in the game that you said, that's sure, cool. Sure.
Yeah.
But see, to me now, that makes sense. And it's almost like you get a little bit of a pass and a cushion because it's actually his brother. If it were somebody totally new, bro, let's face it, man. Nobody's going to replace Bray Wyatt on this planet. Not even come close. But if they did a creative storyline that way, and if they did it right, I think it could be really interesting. But the part that's always up in the air, Chris, is are they going to do it right?
No, unfortunately, probably not. They have the ability, though. I mean, like we've said it before. I mean, we watching WrestleMania clears every doubt to know if they have the potential to make it something work or not, because they did. And
they still do it if they want to. The answer is yes.
100%. 100%.
Agreed.
So, but here's my issue with Bo. Theoretically, if you did that, that would be cool. That would make sense. But I'm just not confident enough that Bo just wouldn't look like a light version of Bray Wyatt. Like, because Bray was just so innovative. He was so creative. Did you watch the doc yet? Mm-mm. See, watching the documentary makes me even more, you use the word dangerous. I'm with you there. I agree with you there, because it would be dangerous to me for them to have Bo Dallas mold into a Bray without the type of charisma and mind of Bray Wyatt. If they couldn't work, if they couldn't make Bray Wyatt work, like, yes, it's easy to romanticize someone who just passed away. It's easy to have that thought process, but we have to remember, Vince, they didn't do a good job booking Bray Wyatt.
No,
they did a very lousy job booking Bray Wyatt on several occasions, despite his mind for the Fiend, despite his Cape Fear mindset, despite, you know, even the new incarnation that came, and they were talking about the mask that came with that. This is the same Bray Wyatt who lost to Seth Rollins, and people were booing that. in a red, dim red match. You know, I mean, this is the same person who lost to Goldberg for a title. This is the same person who got burned by Randy Orton, comes back at a WrestleMania, transforms from a burnt Bray into the Fiend again, only for Alexa Bliss to turn on him to lose to Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Zero payoff from that. So there's been several times where they bombed on him.
Well, bro, you bring up something very interesting then, Chris, that I wasn't even thinking about. Something very, very interesting. What if I do like Bo as part of that. I really do. That he's kind of channeling. He's keeping the spirit of his brother alive, but he's becoming more and more like his brother. But either you replace Bo with this person or you add this person. Bro, the Fiend. It was never revealed that Bray Wyatt was the Fiend. He never said that, bro. He would always be in the funhouse and say he's coming. They never revealed that Bray Wyatt was the Fiend. What if you found a very, very similar body type, bro?
Who's out there that would have a similar body type than Bray? I know that his best friend, they were talking about the person who helps with the designs and the creative and stuff for Bray. He had a very similar body type because he came out when Bray made his return and you had like the bunny, you had all those people being highlighted. The person who was Bray was his best friend and he had a similar body type, but he's not a wrestler though. So, man, and that's my thing, bro, with Bo, you know,
if he drops some LBs, and he could, because I know he would be disciplined. Bro, you know who could fit that body type if he drops some LBs?
Who's that?
Freaking Otis.
Ah, interesting. Do you think he has that dark side to him?
I definitely.
You work with him, right?
I never work with him.
Well, you met him, right? You did some work. You met him like in Colorado or something.
Never.
Like that.
He's from Colorado. Never met him.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he gets it, bro. I've seen him do character work. He's very, very good at character work, bro. I think he pulled that off in a minute, and he would never have to take the mask off, and nobody would ever know. And they never said Bray was the Fiend.
There would be times where he would go back, my thing is,
you got no confidence in their creative. That's what we're talking about. Well,
that's for starters.
Right. But, I get it. Yeah. Bro. We're talking about having Hollywood writers write.
Yeah, man,
that's
for
what
real.
We're talking
real.
About, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to tarnish. Like, again, man, they didn't really do a good job with Bray when he was there.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine, because right now you're on such a high for Bray, which you should be, having someone come in and tarnish.
Here's what you're saying, man. This is what you're saying. I'm listening to you loud and clear. This is what you're saying, and I tend to agree with you. Then why go there at all?
And that's what it really boils down to.
Like what you said, bro, if you couldn't get this over with Bray? It's
Bray himself,
what
right?
What makes you think you're going to get this over with a second coming of the family? You've talked me into it. Why go there, bro?
I'm with you, man. That's where I'm at. I just don't see it. I don't see how it's going to work. Now, it's inevitable. Like, they're going to do this. That's the reason why I thought about the feud with the Final Testament or whatever. That's a way to get the fans in it. You know what I mean? As far as Uncle Howdy, he'll come in. I think it'll be Roman. I think it'll be Braun. I think it'll be Alexa Bliss, just because of their affiliation with it, to go against Karrion Kross, Authors of Pain, and Scarlett Bordeaux. I can see like an 8-person tag, you know, like that, or Alexa versus Scarlett, something like that, some variation of that. I can see that happening. But here's my issue. As soon as I start doing 50-50 stuff, the stock tanks with that group. Like, they should just come run roughshod, destroy everybody. Look at Eric Rowan. Look at Braun Strowman. Look at the allure of Uncle Howdy. Who in the world on this current roster makes sense to go 50-50 with them in a feud? You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So either you start them off as baby faces, get the fans into them, have them run roughshod with all the baby face team, all the heel factions, bring as many heel factions as you possibly can, have the fans really get into them. And then what you do is you start to get them to get even more darker and more mischievous and more sinister. And then all of a sudden you have them start to want to take over. Like they can't, they have so much of a power trip, like a dark power trip, that they like appeasing the fans and having these feuds. They just can't be satiated. You know what I mean? It's the dark power is insatiable. So they start to get real sinister with things. Have them heal it up. That's a good way to turn. Build them to be against somebody at WrestleMania. You can have a feud that way. Otherwise, if you just bring them in for the luster, bring them in for the moment, the spot, you'll have it. You know, when they come back, that'll get cheers. But you know how fans are, Vince. They'll like you 1 week and hate you the other, man. Bro, so I don't know. I don't see it.
It's the creative. Because why, bro? If we really wanted to get out there, bro, like if I was writing, this is writing with Russo, mm-hmm. one thing that would be in my mind and I would try to see if it was a possibility. Bro, what if you had this group and the group was a little lost because they don't have their fearless leader?
What if you went
back to, bro, like, and he never has to work? Never has to work. This ain't about him wrestling. What if you went back to the Ministry of Darkness Taker? See, these are the things I would be thinking about. But, bro, thinking about all this, with them literally having wrestlers as bookers, forget it. Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
That's my concern. That's why I said, bro, starting this thing off, bro, this is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I respect the fact that you want to honor him and I applaud you, but if this sucks, bro, you're tarnishing his career.
You are. I agree with you, man. Let me throw something else out there for you real quick. So, again, how my mind is, and I know how your mind works with the creative stuff. Look, this is art imitating life. So if you want to go out there, let's go out there, you know? And so how would you think, is it too much, you know, from your creative brain, is it too much with that lost thing? I like the lost thing. Undertaker, I don't think he'll make the commitment to be that. But with the loss thing, what about them continuing to think that they're doing Bray or honoring Bray by beating up the heels and you know, accomplishing or taking care of evil, right? But then you start hearing like the lights dim, and then you start. I mean, there's tons of clips of Bray.
I was thinking of that too.
Bring the lights down, just have Bray's voice.
Oh, yeah, no, bro.
Playing, you know,
that's what I was thinking of, bro, when I was talking about Bo.
Yeah,
and he starts channeling Bray, and then we see him because, bro, there's got to be tons of footage of Bray we never saw.
Absolutely.
So that's exactly what I was thinking, bro. Yeah. He starts channeling him, and now we're seeing cameos of Bray. But, bro, Chris, everything we're talking about here, bro, this is writing and producing. This is not writing the show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. This is not phoning it in. Yep. This really is writing and producing. And they have, outside of WrestleMania, and I think The Rock had a lot to do with that, bro. Outside of WrestleMania, bro, they just have not showed me that they are capable of what we're talking about.
Yeah, it definitely feels like an off season. It feels like a celebration of a job well done for the weekend, and that they can put their juices together and really create magic.
Yep.
But after that, it just, they're like, you know, we did what we're supposed to do to appease the stockholders and the quarterly meetings and so forth. But I'm just hoping that they don't. I think we both are saying, look, we know you're going to do it. We know this is going to happen. Eric Roman's coming back. All these, you know, breadcrumbs, all these Easter eggs. But we know what's going to happen. We just don't want it to tarnish the high that we're on with respecting the legacy of Bray Wyatt. That's where we're at.
Bro, if they go according to past history, Eric Rowan is coming back with the spider, bro.
Oh. You're going to bring the cage back.
Can you imagine, bro? Remember that mess, bro?
See, and that goes back to my point, Vince. They didn't do a good job booking here. Look at Eric Rowan. I mean, he's a physical giant. You know, he talk about the airport test. If someone sees Eric Rowan in the airport, they're going to double take at least. And so his presence, Braun Strowman's another person. They have the presence to make a really, really good faction like they did with the Wyatt family before, in the very beginning at least.
Yeah.
It's just now with Uncle Howdy as the leader, man, where's the longevity in this? That's my big thing. Where does this go come WrestleMania? Are they just some other faction, just like everybody else, feuding against somebody?
Bro, this is when, and again, I'm going to give them credit, bro. People say, oh, negative talk, but BS, bro. I'm giving them credit. I respect the fact of what they're trying to do. And I think it's freaking awesome. But you and I, Chris, we're just very realistic. We're just very real. I did a whole show today on YouTube. It's out there for free if you guys want to watch. Bro, how is it possible that you got Triple H and Shawn Michaels and nobody from NXT gets over unless they're second generation or they had a career on the indies? How is that possible? I mean, literally, bro, how is that possible? And it's the same thing here. You guys couldn't get Bray over. How can you possibly get over this group without Bray?
Yeah. And Bo Dallas was on Raw for quite a bit. And
running around, believe, and all that stuff, bro.
Yep. He had a little bit of a moment when he was the B team with Curtis Axel, but that was just more of a comedy role that went over. Just like, it's basically what R-Truth is right now. I mean, just a comedic season that fans liked, and they capitalized by giving him tag team titles. But other than that, he was a mid-card player the whole time. What is it they're going to be different this time that's going to convince me, based on the data set that I've already have from Bo Dallas and Eric Rowan, that's going to say, oh, okay, well, now they're really going to do something with them? I hope they do. You know, I mean, that's my hope.
Yeah.
But I'm just not confident enough in them doing that. So,
yeah.
This guy right here is Vince Russo. I'm Dr. Chris. This is Riding with Russo. Have a good night, buddy. So long.